Vern Hinton has lived at Piotr Statnitsky Gardens, a 100-unit affordable senior housing complex on the east side, for 15 years.
And I have seen this building when it really wasn't too much.
Now she has new windows to keep the heat in and a bigger stove for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners.
But look at it now. You'd be very surprised and happy that you're living here.
Her building, as well as Riverview Manor and the Black Rock neighborhood, recently underwent a total of $25 million in renovations, thanks to a mix of public and private investment. The owner of the two buildings, as well as state officials, held a ribbon-cutting ceremony Thursday to show off the upgrades. They include new flooring, appliances, bathroom fixtures and windows, as well as replacement of the building's roof and elevators. The two buildings were purchased from the Frank Simonelli estate for about $8 million last year by Metropolitan Real Estate Development. The downstate company was helped by housing project firm Smith & Henze Advisory Group and owner Tim Henze.
2 or 3 years ago, we had the opportunity to preserve the affordability of both the Peter Statnitsky Garden Apartments and Riverview Apartments. We were deeply honored to have that opportunity.
About $22 million of the $25 million came from New York State Home and Community Renewal. It's part of the state's $20 billion plan to build and preserve more than 100,000 affordable homes. State Senator Tim Kennedy says seniors should be able to afford to stay in Buffalo now that the city is finally seeing investments and some revitalization.
And the seniors that are getting this $25 million investment here today, I believe, are more deserving than anyone else, because you stuck it out in our community through the toughest of the times.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.